Collingwood Rooms, Nez. There's nothing like a Collingwood Rooms when they win, but when it's a prelim, oh, wow.
It's pretty special down here, Howie, and I'm with one of their stars, Adam Treloar. You've just been in hugging your family and your friends. You've got red eyes. You've been bawling your eyes out. Talk us through the emotion.
No, it's obviously we've come pretty far in the last 12 months, and we had so much belief coming day one into pre-season this year that if we played our brand of footy for longer, we could match with anyone. And it's nice and rewarding to know that the amount of effort and hard work you put in, especially over summer, to just work on what we know we can do well. It's exactly what we've done, and to deliver it on a big stage like tonight against the best team has been the best team the last 2 years. It's just really emotional, and obviously obviously did my hammy this year, but other than that I had a few things other going on, and there was a chance I wasn't going to play footy again this year away from my hamstrings, just personal stuff going on. And it's quite emotional because when footy gets taken away from you, because it did with my hamstrings, I didn't think I was going to get back, especially not into this position. And to be here, it's made me just appreciate football so freaking much, and my teammates. I just love them all. And win or lose next week, the amount of pride that I have in this footy club and this group, it's just not, I can't really put it into words.
You've always been super honest, and that's why we love you, Ads. And about halfway through this year, I asked you if you'd been dreaming of standing up and raising that Premiership Cup, and you said absolutely every night. You're in a grand final.
I don't know what to say, Nez. With about 8 minutes to go, when we were up by 40 or whatever it was, we sort of knew we were going to make it. And I said to Josh Thomas out there, mate, we're playing in a grand final. Like, what the heck? Like, as much as we believed it, like I said, well, hand on heart, we believed that if we played our brand from the start of the preseason, we played our brand of footy for longer than what the opposition does, it stacks up against the best teams. And there's always a little, not self-doubt, there's always, you can't control what other teams do. So, to get to this position and then perform on such a big stage, again, like I said, against the best opposition, who clearly are the best team, have been all year, it's just the pride I have for the group and the boys and everyone is just enormous.
And Buckley unusually took you guys into the room to have a word with you straight after the song. What did he want to say?
Oh, he said to obviously soak this up the next 24, 48 hours, appreciate where we are and how we got here, and sort of look back and look at all the hard work we've put in. But at the end of the day, we haven't won anything. We haven't, we've got an opportunity to win it, but we haven't won anything. So like he said, soak it up the next 24, 48 hours, come back on Monday, obviously find out who we play tomorrow, review this game, see what we can improve on, and then back on the horse again next week. If we can play our brand of footy longer than what either West Coast or Melbourne do, then give us a long chance to win the game. So for now, I'm just going to enjoy this.
And Adam, no one comes and announces to you that you're a great team. Were you able to pinpoint a time during the season when you really believed that this team could be a great team?
Yeah, I think we didn't start the season over well. We lost the first two games to Hawthorn and Giants, and I think the Carlton game round three, that was a hard fought game. We won that game, but no one really was giving us any credit, I suppose. And then I think it was round four. We faced Adelaide over in Adelaide. It was a Friday night game, so everyone was watching. Adelaide still were one of the premiership favourites. And the way, we won over there, but the way we won, we played our brand of footy for all the four quarters, and we won convincingly. And I think from there, the belief in the group just went through the roof. And it wasn't like we didn't believe. We always believed, but I think when it stacked up against, good opposition, that's when we really believed. Even the Richmond games, like I said, we have to compare ourselves against the standard, and that's the Richmond Tigers. And twice this year, at three-quarter time, we were playing really, really good football, but obviously we couldn't get the job done. So, we believe going into this game, if we could do that for longer, there'd be an opportunity that we'd win the game. So that's exactly what happened.
Adam, sides got themselves in trouble against the Tigers by over-handballing. I thought it was clear from minute one that you guys wanted to take possession and kick the footy without giving the ball back to them.
Well, yeah, they're a great pressure team, so why would you try and handball it if they're just going to turn it over and score the other end? So, when we've got Coxie down the line who either grabs it or brings the ball to ground, that's a nice outlet to kick to. We've got Brody Mychek, who just created a contest and plays his role first class. And then there's obviously Geordie, you know, who's super one-on-one. So, you know, why would you overhandball? There's a couple times we did overhandball, especially late in the game. But, yeah, that's you're right. That was what exactly we wanted to do going into it.
And congratulations to you and your football club. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy the full thing, mate, the parade, etc. And we'll see you in 8 days' time on grand final day.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.